made it. We have no time for musical introductions. We have 2 hours to do this draft. We've done 10 picks in 1 hour. There are 22 picks remaining that we've got to finish in an hour. Let me tell you about George Coleman Ford. 2019 Ranger, zero down, $329 a month with no payments for 4 months. You kidding? 219 Echo Sport with navigation and sunroof, zero down, $289 a month. 2019 Mustang with leather and navigation, zero down, $428 a month. 0% interest for 7 years on most 2019 models. We deliver free within 300 miles. In other words, you can do the whole transaction online, never even have to come to the dealership. Then two special truck offers, 2019 Ford F-150 Lariats, each $39,999 plus tax and tag. One's white, one's black, ebony and ivory. See the website for details. Must finance with Ford Motor Company to get this offer. 3-liter Power Stroke Turbo Diesel gets 30 miles per gallon in sanity. Also, Ford is offering 3 months that they'll make the payments for the customer and 3 months deferred payments. It's George Coleman Ford, Traveler's Rest. Go see him. All right. We had to go to a commercial break at the top of the hour, and so we did not get to hear. The Vegas crowd reaction was cut off after GM McLean selected Derrick Brown to the Browns at number 10. That grade is an A.
Come on.
Yeah, look, again, Eric, did you consider here the left tackle position, which is certainly a need for the Browns, and in making the choice for Derrick Brown?
Yeah, I think 100% Mekhi Becton is going to fall here at number 10 to the Browns. But, again, with Derrick Brown being available, I'm taking him over any of the offensive linemen.
Yep, that's what I'm doing too. Again, my way of thinking on this is I know that Derrick Brown didn't test great. I know what the historical model shows in that regard. I know he has little tiny hands. I get all that. I also get he kicked the living crap out of everybody he played against in the SEC all season long. And you know, I watched him against LSU, and Auburn's playing a three-man front in an umbrella type of coverage, dropping eight in coverage. And he's got, you know, all these LSU offensive linemen who are going to the pros, double-teaming them, triple-teaming them, and he's still driving them right back into Burrow's face. No one stopped LSU like Derrick Brown stopped LSU. And therefore, I mean, to me, that's what I see every time I watch him. I just think he's a man amongst boys. He's not just a run stuffer. He's a guy who can create pressure he's more explosive than you think. And he just drives linemen right back into the face of the quarterback, and quarterbacks hate that. I like this pick. Brown to the Browns. It makes perfect sense. All right, GM Phillips, you are up at pick number 11, and that is the New York Jets.
Yeah, the Jets defensively, I think, are in pretty good shape here. I think they've got to go offense. The question is, where do you go? Do you go running back, even though they had Josh Allen? Do you go receiver, even though they've got Inanwa out on the perimeter? I think the issue that Sam Darnold needs, it's a tight end that can play outside, that can play inside, and is actually real physical in the run game to help the zone scheme. And to me, that's Harrison Bryant. I think Harrison Bryant has a chance to be a – I don't think he'll be as good as Gronkowski, of course, but I think he's that type of player. He's going to be a matchup nightmare over the middle. You can flex him out in the red zone and throw him a 50-50 ball. He operates really well in space, as evidence of his three-cone drill, 6.78, which is unbelievable for a guy 6'6", 250-plus pounds. He's got enormous hands, almost 10-inch hands on him. So I think when you look across what the Jets are trying to get done, I think it makes sense, especially in the AFC East when you start getting into wintertime and you need a guy that can play multiple positions and still block. I really like Harrison Bryant.
hell, my hands are over 10 inches. The Jets aren't taking me at 11. No. 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 No, that's a D there, Ramon. I can only take so much of this.
Dum-dum.
Boy, that crowd's getting rough. That crowd seems rougher than they were earlier in the show. Maybe it's just getting to me. I like Harrison Bryant. I have some concerns about him as well. I'm a little concerned about his overall explosiveness numbers, which didn't test very well. He has short arms at 6'5". I like the player. I think that he's a guy who creates separation. I think he plays hard. He doesn't typify what you would think of as an inline blocker, but he is a competitive blocker. He's more than a willing blocker. We saw that at the Senior Bowl when he wasn't utilized heavily in the passing game, but he consistently blocked. I like the player. I just think, let me ask you, did you consider offensive tackle where the Jets clearly have needs, Josh, or wide receiver where, you know, they let Robbie Anderson go? You know, it's interesting because the guy in charge there has promised, you know, it's sort of funny. He's promised Sam Darnold's parents that he's going to take care of him. It's like a recruiting story. And he said, I'm going to get you offensive linemen. I'm going to get you receivers. Well, he got him offensive linemen in free agency. It still might be a need area. And he really hasn't addressed the receivers. He brought in Breshad Perriman. And Perriman played well in the last five games last year. You know, by the way, he was also one of the guys who was responsible for drafting Perriman when he was in Baltimore. But they still seem to have gaps in those areas. Did you consider those areas? And it's not that they don't have tight end needs.
Yeah, I mean, Walt, I looked at Becton from Louisville, who is just a genetic freak. It makes you wonder what the heck were they doing at Louisville for a guy that size that moves that well, that can bend as well as he can. I think that you can find I'm like Eric. I think there's some really, really, really good. I think it's a deep offensive line class that you can find. I also looked at pulling the trigger on T. Higgins here. It really was a battle between T. Higgins and Bryant. And when I looked at the thing that concerns me about the wideouts in this class, they all come from relatively spread offenses. And I don't know their ability to get off of press coverage at the NFL level. You know, and that's my lone concern with T. He's a big, strong kid. He can go up and get the ball. Well, what are you going to do when you go up against a corner that's 6'1", 6'2", 215, 220 that sticks your hands in your chest? So,
yeah,
that was one of the things that I thought about. But I definitely, to me, it came down between those three players, Becton, Bryant, and T. Higgins.
All right, we are at only at 12, and the pick goes to GM McClain. And I will point out some things at this point in the process. One, Tua Tagovailoa, who's supposed to be like the second pick of this draft, is still on the board. This is a fascinating little exercise that may actually play out in real life on the 23rd, because I do think there is a chance that one of these teams desperate for quarterbacks makes a move and takes Tua in the top five picks, maybe even as high as two in a deal with Washington. I also think it's conceivable he slips right out of the top 10, because I think GMs have more of a concern with his overall health than people think, than the conventional media thinks. And we've seen it, because three ex-GMs have basically indicated they wouldn't touch him in the last week or so. And I think that's why you're getting this massive effort on the part of Tua's agent and his people to spread this message that he's well leading up to the draft, trying to convince people that, telling them, well, he's ready to play this year. We'll see. Obviously, some very good offensive linemen still remaining, some top-flight receivers still remaining. Mr. GM McClain, the Las Vegas Raiders, number 12.
Las Vegas Raiders are going to go with wide receiver number one candidate here, Jerry Jeudy from Alabama.
Okay. I like that pick. We'll give that pick an A-. Why Jeudy, GM McClain?
You know, I think really what the Raiders are going to probably do here is take a cornerback. But again, when you have a guy available still like Jeudy, I think he's an extraordinary talent, very fast, has great route tree, his hands are fantastic. It'll be interesting to see if they go with Lamb or Jeudy if available, but I think Jerry Jeudy's going to get the nod.
See, I think his hands are the one issue. He drops some balls more than he should, and some of them when he's been wide open. And it may just be a concentration issue. Again, I like Jeudy, but I think he is a carbon copy of Amari Cooper and Calvin Ridley. And I think he's great at the top of his route. I think he's great in terms of the preciseness of his routes. He turns guys inside out. He creates massive separation, which, by the way, is one of the big factors in why Tua was so successful. But I do wonder about his hands. The one other thing I wonder about a little here, GM McClain, is I wonder about, you know, the Raiders just kicked Amari Cooper out of town. You know what I mean? I mean, do they go back to that same well? Or do they say, you know, maybe I look somewhere else? And I think part of it's going to depend on, but you're right. I think those are the need areas. I think wide receiver, cornerback are chief need areas. They've addressed the linebacker situation to a degree. I would have made myself, I would have selected either CeeDee Lamb or Jeudy with this pick. So I'm fine with that pick. And you could have considered the corner here, Henderson, as well. All right, so we are at pick 13. It swings back to GM Phillips. And it is now the San Francisco 49ers in the trade with the Indy Colts. In which the Colts acquired DeForest Buckner. So, GM Phillips, you're up with the San Francisco 49ers.
GM Phillips is sprinting to the podium to grab CeeDee Lamb right here. Can't believe he's still there, but he is. And you put CeeDee Lamb opposite of Deebo Samuel, and now you've got a nasty combination of weapons for the 49ers. So, to me, it's a no-brainer. Give me CeeDee Lamb to the 49ers at 13.
Yeah, that's an A. That's an A. The crowd. Yeah, the crowd will like that. And in CeeDee Lamb, what the 49ers are getting is is not just a really good receiver. Not the route runner that Jeudy is, but better at the catch point than Jeudy is. A guy who's hyper competitive, super competitive, which I think is a big part of being a successful football player at the pro level. And a guy who's great after the catch, tremendous after the catch. And the 49ers like that element of Deebo Samuel. And they will look, quite honestly, when Jimmy Garoppolo is your quarterback and he can only throw it 25 yards, you better be great after the catch. So I love that pick doubly. I give that pick an A+, actually, now that I think about it, when I consider who's throwing the football. All right, yeah, we like that. Yeah, hey, little redemption song pick there for GM Phillips. All right, number 14, and it is GM McClain up on the board, and it is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at 14, they of the GOAT.
Man, you brought in the best quarterback ever, all time. You're getting them for a couple of years. Hopefully, see what he can still do. Now you got to protect them. So the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going to draft Jedarik Wills from Alabama here, a guy that can really plug and play, I think, play a couple of different positions on the O-line. Love if we can keep him at right tackle. But there might be a need to put him somewhere else, and we think he can do it.
Yeah, that's another A+. We have back-to-back A+'s here, Ramona.
Come on.
Yeah. Yep. See, so you two guys thought it was going to be all bad news today. Not all bad news. See, there's some good news. You make smart picks, you get rewarded. Yeah, look, perfect fit here at 14 for Tampa Bay. They need a right tackle. Wills is a right tackle. He's absolutely plug and play. Probably the most NFL-ready guy to insert on the right side. Now, I don't like him as a left tackle prospect. I think he's lacking some of the traits I would prefer in a left tackle, but he's exactly what Tampa Bay needs. They need a plug-and-play right tackle, and this works perfectly. All right, so when we return, GM Phillips will be up selecting for the Denver Broncos. And unfortunately, I think a lot of the choices that Denver might have made are already gone. We'll see what GM Phillips comes up with when we return. Walt Tipula Road Rage, quick break.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. Pick up a box for your business or church meeting. Share them with family and friends during a time of need. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Support a local business and order from the Blue Heron in Pendleton for curbside pickup. From 4 till 9 p.m. daily, pick a delicious meal and avoid the crowds. Enjoy any of their menu favorites or that bottle of wine you've been craving. Charred grilled filet mignon, shrimp and cheddar cheese grits, sushi, crab cakes, chicken wings, amaretto cheesecake, and so much more. Are you hungry yet? Check out the Blue Heron on Facebook and Instagram for specials. To place your order, call 864-653-3354 for the Blue Heron.
Grainger Nissan of Anderson is not only the home with a lifetime warranty, but the winner of the 2017 and 2018 Nissan Award of Excellence. Grainger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Grainger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Grainger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
At Sprint, our priority is keeping our customers, employees, and communities safe. During these uncertain times, we want you to get the great service you expect without leaving the safety of your home. Sprint.com makes shopping easier by offering free next-day shipping and no activation fees on our best new phone deals, like the amazing iPhone 11. Lease it for just $15 a month when you switch to Sprint. For now, shopping online at Sprint.com is the best way to learn about our plans, buy new phones, and get the services you need. Stay healthy and go to Sprint.com today. iPhone 11, 64GB, $15 per month after 14-17 monthly credit applied within two bills. Requires new line of service, 18-month lease, and approved credit. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Offer and coverage not available everywhere. $30 activation fee, taxes, and restrictions apply.
Created for adults 55 and over who seek to get the most out of life, Everland Clemson is a new community that fuses luxury and innovation with thoughtful design. Imagine a luxurious living environment free of maintenance and worries. Everland features five-star cuisine, a first-class spa and fitness center, tailored wellness programs, and plenty of space to spend time with family and friends. Visit everlandliving.com or call 499-8318 for more information. Everland of Clemson, 150 Pershing Avenue in Patrick Square.
We're like family here. Crazy Uncle Eddie style family, but family. You're listening to The Roar.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back in the wildest live mock draft that we've conducted yet. Ramona during the break says, you notice, she said to me during the break, you notice how they're competing for the applause? She said, every time you give Eric an A, he goes, come on, come on. That's what we're talking about. We're going to have to pick up the pace, gentlemen. We are way behind. We need to get through like pick 23 or 24 during this break. So We'll pick it up. It goes to GM. It's GM McLean, right? No, it's GM Phillips. GM Phillips with the Denver Broncos at number 15.
Give me Mekhi Becton, tackle from Louisville.
You know what? This is another A+. GM Phillips has hit another one. Yeah. All right. Any thoughts on this quickly, Josh? On why Becton hit?
No, I pulled my right hamstring running to the podium to get CeeDee Lamb with the last pick. I pulled my left hamstring running to the podium for Denver to get Becton. This is a no-brainer.
Yep, I agree. I think Denver comes into this needing a wide receiver. But they do need offensive line help. The choices of wide receivers limited here. And by far the best player available non-quarterback here is Becton, who's a top 10 talent. So a no-brainer selection there to make. All right, GM McLean with the Atlanta Falcons. Now, be careful here. You know, we're in Falcon territory.
Yeah, right. I think the way that this is going to shape out with some people getting picked in front of him, I think it's going to be Kalyvon Chaisson in real life. But, again, because of best availability, the Falcons need a cornerback. I'm going with C.J. Henderson from Florida here.
Yeah, that's another A+ pick. We're on a run. We're on a run of correct picks and correct logic. Who'd have thunk it, given the start we had? We're getting something done here. Yeah, look, I think either one of those picks make perfect sense to Atlanta. Both of them are need areas. Henderson, the next best corner. Chaisson, the next best pass rusher. Either one of them works. So GM McLean goes Henderson. Again, raw athleticism-wise, probably the most gifted cornerback in the draft, just not nearly as technique sound as Okuda is, which is why he got burnt four or five times this year when he shouldn't. All right, GM Phillips, you are up with the Dallas Cowboys. Another be careful because, you know, we have Dallas people everywhere. They're like, roaches.
Dallas has never addressed their issue on the back end at safety. The front seven is fine, but they've got to have a middle of the field safety. Give me Grant Delpit at this pick, safety from LSU.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to give this pick a good solid B. I think it's a good pick. The choices are starting to dwindle a little bit here. Dallas does have needs at safety. Delpit had a tackling issue really all season, but he's a great athlete, and Dallas does have a need at the spot. So I'll give this a B. I think they have some other needs too, and one of those players is still on the board that we recently discussed. The Miami Dolphins GM McLean. By the way, GM McLean, are you a Dolphin fan?
Probably because of all the guys that are there now. You know, the more and more Tigers that end up on teams, the more my allegiance gets spread throughout the NFL.
Oh, well, that works because then eventually you'll be a fan of all 32 teams and you'll win every year.
Come on, exactly. Absolutely. But I think right here the Dolphins, I think they're going to take this young man with their number 5 pick. Just, again, the hype train, the success that he has had when he has been on the field. I know there's a ton of injury questions, and personally, you know, I'm not taking a bum or banged up left-handed quarterback, but at 18, the Miami Dolphins are taking Tua Tagovailoa.
Yeah, I'm going to give that an A+ because, because it's at 18, it's not at 2, it's not a move up. Look. In the history of the NFL draft, normally you start to take guys who have injury-related issues or potential issues at the top of round 2. The quarterback position, in my mind, moves that up some. It means you move it to, like, 15. Well, here you are at 18. You still need a quarterback, and you just got one. You have Ryan Fitzpatrick for a year. You don't have to rush him into business. So I think at 18 it makes perfect sense. I'm not opposed to this at 18 because it's not the risk that it is at 2 or 5 or or something of that sort. Number 19, GM Phillips, Las Vegas. The Fighting John Grudens.
This is a tough spot. The Raiders have got to do something defensively. And the question is, where do you go? Do you go safety? Do you go linebacker? Do you go edge rusher? I've decided here I'm going to go safety. Give me Xavier McKinney, safety from Alabama.
Nice. All right. Yeah, we'll give that pick a B. I don't have a problem with that pick here. You know, I think that the Raiders still have some corner needs, you know, especially since the Eli Apple thing apparently has fallen through. So I think they still have some corner needs. I think they could still use some defensive line help. They did address the linebacker situation in the offseason. But I'm fine with that pick. Xavier McKinney. So we've had two safeties go in the last three picks. You know, the funny thing is, I don't think either one of these two safeties is going to wind up being the best safety in this draft. But I'll save that for later if we have time. Number 20, the Jacksonville Jaguars and GM McClain.
I think the Jacksonville Jaguars are taking this guy with their first pick earlier in the top 10. But Javon Kinlaw, the fact that he fell to 20 is kind of laughable for us. But again, just the way it's shaken out and needs and things like that, Jacksonville needs that defense to keep getting boosted, especially trading away one of the perennial forces at defensive tackle for a fifth-round pick to the Ravens. They're going to need to replace that guy, and Kinlaw is going to be a good start.
Yeah, I'm giving this an A-plus as well. Ramona? There you go.
Come on, Ramona.
There's the Vegas crowd. There's the Vegas crowd chiming in. Any thoughts on the player, Eric?
Yeah, man, the story, the drive, the will, determination this young man has from where he has been, he loves the game. And when you put him at the highest level, I think he's going to be very successful. His technique is fantastic, very strong player. And if he can add a couple of more moves to his repertoire, he's going to be very dangerous.
Yeah, I think he's still raw. He's a beast. I mean, he's just a physical force. Now, I am a little concerned with this sort of consistent tendonitis issue he's had in the knee. And I hope that's, it's hard to vet now, but I'm a little concerned about that element. But other than that, I view him as a top 10, 12 player. And to get him at pick 20, I think is value. And it's also absolutely a need area here for Jacksonville. So Kinlaw at 20. That brings us to GM Phillips, pick 21, the Philadelphia Eagles.
This is a very, very, very tough pick for me because it's down to two players. It's down to cornerback C.J. Henderson from Florida, and it's down to Jeremy Chinn from Southern Illinois, who I love.
Well, there you go. Your pick is made.
I love. I'm going to go.
Hold on. Time out. Just so you know, Henderson went at 16 to Atlanta.
Oh, I forgot. Then that makes it easy. Give me Jeremy Chinn, safety, Southern Illinois.
All right. Jeremy Chinn, very athletic, tall, rangy safety. I think he is moving up draft boards. I don't know about round one. So I'm going to give this pick a C because I think he's a little bit high here, but I like the player. It's more the position here. So his, Jeremy Chinn to the go ahead.
I was going to say his upside, I think, is unbelievable at 6'3", 221, ran a 4.45 electronic time abroad, 11 foot. And he had a 41-inch vertical. I mean, the guy is just he's a freak athletically.
Yep. I like the player. I like the player. And who knows? Maybe he does slip into the end of round one. We'll see. Right now, I view him as sort of an upper half of round two guy. But, again, these You know, it's funny. We'll talk about this in a Kinlaw slipping to 20, but these things can happen. When the draft unfolds, you know, you may not have as much oddness and strangeness as we have in the top 10, but you are definitely going to get some very strange results, and there are going to be players who slip in that draft on the 23rd. That is, in fact, going to happen. You know, any thought, Josh, quickly on the Eagles going receiver here, maybe like a Jefferson or somebody of that sort?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it makes sense for him to go with Jefferson or, you know, let me ask you guys something because you obviously follow it a lot more than I do, especially Eric and Walt, both of you. Why do you think T. Higgins? I thought about pulling the trigger on T. here. It seems nobody likes him.
Yeah,
I think he's still going to be a first-round guy for sure.
See, I'm not sure of that. I think the problem, Josh, is he didn't run at the combine after saying he was going to run a 4.4 and didn't run. And then he waited to Clemson's pro day, and he was timed in the high 4.5s. And those are handheld times. And if you do the conversion on those, that's 4.7. And that I think there's a chance that takes him out of round one. It just depends on, wow, on what teams like and how many receivers go in round one ahead of him and what you're looking for, what receiver position you're looking for. Like I view Jefferson as a slot, you know, because he played slot at LSU and that's his preferred position. I've heard him speak about the fact he prefers to play in the slot. So, you know, it depends what you're looking for. And I think there's certainly still a chance that T goes in round one, but I think it's in doubt at this point. I think it's possible. We'll see. GM McClain, you're up with the Minnesota Vikings at pick 22.
You know, with Minnesota definitely needing a cornerback, you know, they lost a bunch of guys there. I think really their top three from a year ago. But again, with who's available, you know, I think that they're going to be licking their chops and Justin Jefferson did not go to the Eagles. And I think Minnesota is going to pick him here at 22.
Yeah, look, that fits a need area. I think that's a good, solid pick. I'll give that pick a B+. Good pick at this point. You don't get the crowd cheer this time, McClain. Number 23, the New England Patriots and GM Phillips.
This one's tough because, I mean, what does New England, obviously they've got to replace Tom Brady. He's not in this draft. Although I'm going to go ahead and just because of their relationship, I'm going to pull the trigger on Tua. I'm not a big Tua fan, but I think
Tua's Tua's off the board. He went to Miami at 18.
Oh, Tua went.
Oh, to see, even okay, I knew my that.
Apologies.
Okay, did you hear Ramona? Ramona said, see, yeah, even I knew that.
I got you.
That's well,
being,
funny.
Being he's already gone for
Ramona? Okay. All right. I thought it was me. Did we hear who his pick was? Did we get his pick before?
I don't think we did.
I know I'm on the air. I'm talking to you.
Was AJ Epenenza. I think that's what he was trying to say. Well,
okay. All right. You don't think I know I'm on the air, Ramona? I'm talking to you. I'm asking if you heard what his pick was before he left. You think I'm new here? AJ Epenesa to the New England Patriots at number 23. You know, look, I think it's a solid pick. I think this is about where he belongs. I think New England has more needs than people think. I mean, they met with like 20 receivers and tight ends. They should have done that a couple of years ago, and Brady would still be their quarterback. You know, so it's about time they're investigating offensive weapons. But they have needs at linebacker as well. They lost a couple guys in free agency at linebacker, including Kyle Van Noy. But Epenesa seems like a Patriot type of player, and he certainly fits that five tech role. You know, I think that's really what his best fit is. I think he's an odd front five tech type guy. All right, so the New England Patriots. Do we have Josh back?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I like the pick. We're going to give that pick a B. Good pick at 23 to the New England Patriots. All right. We're up against the break. Quick break. We have, 24 through 32 still to come. We'll wrap it up on the other side. And our two mock draft experts in GM McLean and GM Phillips will return when we do.
Clemson is all about traditions, and one of the very best is the Tiger Sports Shop. Tiger Sports Shop was founded in 1974 by legendary coach Dr. I.M. Ibrahim, who started the national championship-winning men's soccer program at Clemson. So they love Clemson and don't sell any other college apparel. They continue to be locally owned and operated and carry their own Tiger Sports Shop collection branded merchandise, which is quality apparel at a reasonable price. Visit them downtown Clemson and 1102 Tiger Boulevard or at tigersports.com. If you're a mattress shopping, you must go visit Engineered Sleep on Congaree Road in Greenville. Each mattress is made in-house, and their showroom has the most popular models for you to try out. Engineered Sleep makes your mattress shopping easy. Every local mattress order is delivered to your house, and setup is free. Buy local and buy direct from the manufacturer. Visit EngineeredSleep.com for more information. That's EngineeredSleep.com. Sleep like a lamb, rise like a tiger.
Located at 134 Exchange Street in beautiful, historic downtown Pendleton, the Blue Heron offers only the best selection of meats, sushi, sides, farm-to-table flatbread, drinks, and desserts. Featuring an upscale seating area and bar to catch all the big games, their daily menu specials and happy hour fits every craving. 134 Exchange Street, downtown Pendleton. Check them out on Facebook and Instagram at Blue Heron Restaurant. Visit BlueHeronFood.com for full menu specials and more information. That's BlueHeronFood.com.
Do you want to learn to speak a new language but don't have enough time? Then you need to try Babbel, the language learning app that you can try for free right now at Babbel.com. Babbel's lessons are just 15 minutes or less, and you can go at your own pace. You'll be amazed at how easy Babbel makes it. Start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Just download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com now. That's Babbel.com.
Have you searched all over for your family's vehicle and can't find it on the lot? With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Proudly serving the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers and home with a lifetime powertrain warranty on all new vehicles. Conveniently located at 3510 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson and only 25 miles from Greenville and online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
As Clemson graduates and law partners, Blake Smith and Brooke Archinold have been fighting on behalf of medical malpractice victims for years. That's the primary focus of Parham Smith and Archinold Attorneys at Law. If you or a loved one is a victim of medical malpractice, there's no cost to have a consultation with the firm and no cost unless there's a settlement or verdict. Call 242-9008 and speak with Parham Smith and Archinold. 242-9008.
AutoZone. Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Looking for better gas mileage? No worries. We've got great deals on products that'll help your engine run smoother. Right now, Chevron Techron Complete Fuel System Cleaner is buy one, get one free. Plus, a $1 bonus reward for AutoZone Rewards members. Not a member? We'll sign you up fast right here. Or you can sign up on AutoZone.com. Getting your job done just got easier. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone.
AutoZone. Covering Spartanburg County with 15 hours of local sports programming. AM 1560, The Roar.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. No time for music. We'll get right back to the draft in 1 second. Quickly, let me tell you about the health here. How about this, Ramona? The Healthier team is stepping up to help the community during the ongoing health crisis. Their team of health coaches is delivering groceries to their clients' doorsteps, performing in-home nutrition consultations, and supporting a full virtual program with a mobile app. Get healthy on a cellular level. Achieve optimum health. Call now to book your free consultation. It's 1-877-I-DARE-ME, 1-877-I-DARE-ME. Change your life. The Health Dare can help you in every element of your life right now. Call the number. Take the dare. You'll thank me later. 1-877-I-DARE-ME. I dare me. All right, let's get right back to it. I am joined by GM Eric McLean and GM Josh Phillips. We left off with GM Phillips taking AJ Epenesa at 23. We are on pick 24, and it is GM McLean's turn with the New Orleans Saints.
You know, I think the Saints here have one of the best rosters on paper, at least, when you look at them. So saying that they have an area of need may be a little bit misleading. I think that they can kind of aim here for depth and projecting, you know, guys that might either be leaving, retiring, or what say you there. I think they're going to kind of take the best available. And at this time, we're going with Kenneth Murray, Oklahoma linebacker.
Wow. You know, you gave me all that lead in. Mr. Clemson, I thought that meant you were going with Chaisson, who's still on the board, but you went Kenneth Murray, and I actually like that pick. I agree completely. It's not a team with a ton of needs, but if they do have a need, it's the linebacker spot where they lost Klein and where they have some guys in there who have had a lengthy injury history. So I like this pick. You know, Ramona said during the break that I hadn't booed anybody in a while. I know it's very unfortunate. But Mr. Clemson, as GM of the Saints, comes in with an A-minus there. I like the pick. I think that's right in the range. Yeah. Right, right in the range he belongs in. All right. Number 25, the Minnesota Vikings, and it is back to GM Phillips.
Yeah, this is a tough call. I mean, Minnesota's got to get better on defense. Right here, I would go Christian Fulton, corner, LSU.
Great pick.
Yeah, I like this pick. You know, the question here, GM Phillips, did you consider Chaisson, who's still on the board, because they do have a bit of a need for an edge rusher as well?
Yeah, he would have been my second pick. It was down to do I go edge rusher? Do I go edge rusher or do I go corner? I think the interior defensive line is functional, but they need desperate help on that back end, and I think Fulton provides that for them at corner.
Yeah, I like it. I think he's the next corner off the board. And I think this is a perfect range for him. I'll give that pick an A-. I'm not sure what's happened from the initial madness of the first 10 picks. Things actually seem to have settled down. There's a degree of normalcy in this draft all of a sudden. The 26th pick in the draft goes to GM McLean with the Miami Dolphins.
You know, us Dolphins really did a great job in the offseason with getting free agents on the defensive side of the ball. That's why we, in this draft, are strictly focusing on the offense, at least in this first round with our trio of picks. So with that in mind, we're going offensive lineman Andrew Thomas from Georgia.
Yeah, well, I'm going to give that an A+, based on, you know, again, yeah, there are two factors here. One, it absolutely fits a need area. Miami needs to address their offensive tackle situation. Two, it's absolute abject insanity that that Thomas is still on the board at 26. Because, you know, look, we're not going to have a lot of time to talk about these offensive linemen today, but I actually think the most polished left tackle in the draft is Thomas. I think he's the most polished, game-ready, plug-and-play left tackle in the mix, and here he's going 26, which is insanity. All right, GM Phillips, you are up with Seattle.
Give me Kaysan, defensive end, LSU. Get him out of there.
Yep. That's an A+. That's an A+. It fits a need. Yeah. Now, it's getting a little boring now. These guys are actually starting to make really smart decisions. It's unfortunate. It's ruining my afternoon fun on a Friday. But yeah, look, if Jason's still available at 27, that's who they're taking because it absolutely addresses a need. You still don't know what's happening with Clowney. And even if it does, they did not generate much of a pass rush last year. It's a massive area of need, and Chaisson fits it perfectly because he's the second best edge rusher in the draft on paper. So that works perfectly. Seattle, Chaisson, A+. Some really good value picks here late in round one. If time allows, I want to talk a little bit about these offensive linemen. We'll see. 28 then goes back to GM Phillips with the Baltimore Ravens.
This was tough. I'm going to go Austin Jackson from USC here. Yanda's not getting any younger. They're going to have to keep developing and bringing in offensive linemen. I almost went wide receiver, but I don't like the rest of the receivers that are on the board here. I thought about possibly going Clyde Edwards-Helaire here, but I don't like his injury situation. So give me Austin Jackson, tackle USC. Very versatile. He could play all five positions.
Well, look, he's young. He's 20 years old, and I think he needs to get a little stronger, but he's good athletically, and I think he has a bright future. I have no problem with this pick. I like the pick. I think it does continue to address a need area. Any thoughts on linebacker at this spot with Patrick Queen still available? It's been sort of a need area for Baltimore, and one thing they felt they didn't have in the past was that they didn't have an inside linebacker who could cover. Patrick Queen could certainly cover. Any thoughts on Queen at this spot?
Yeah, I liked him there. I just felt that with the age of that offensive line and with the way Lamar Jackson and the way that Harbaugh wants to run that offense, you've got to have offensive linemen that can run. And Queen would have been a great pick here, definitely, but I think there's some other inside linebackers that you could get in the second or third round in that spot. I don't think there's a player as athletic.
Well, and look,
Mike Jackson.
Yeah, and look, they run actually a gap read system. It's sort of a unique system that Baltimore run, and they frequently employ lead blockers. So I like the pick. I give that pick a B, solid pick. 29, and we have just four picks remaining in this adventurous round one. 29, it is GM Matt Klein up with the Tennessee Titans.
You know, I think the Titans have a real hole to fill, obviously, with Conklin departing and heading over to the Browns. So right tackle, maybe that's something they address in the next round. I think that they're excited about this pick. Going with Gladney from TCU, cornerback, I think he's going to fit with the Titans very well.
All right, I like the pick. I mean, I think, what do you like about Gladney specifically?
You know, I think he has good size. I think he's a guy that can fight with these taller wide receivers, you know, as the seemingly the game's getting bigger, faster, stronger. So I think he's a physical presence. And again, it's just that it's the whole fit thing. I think that, he's going to carry that attitude that their head coach, being a defensive guy, really is going to want in a game. And it just at the end of the day, when he's available, you got to take him.
Yeah, I'm going to give the pick a B. I like it. I think as Eric correctly describes, he's a hyper competitive kid. He's a very physical cornerback, and I think he fits well with the NFL game. So I like that pick. All right, that brings us back to you, GM Phillips, and you are up with the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, Green Bay. I think you've got to go edge rusher here. This is a little high for this pick, but I love this kid. I think he's super athletic, and he's got a chance to be a real, real dominant defensive end. Darryl Taylor, defensive end from Tennessee.
Wow, 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 wow. I did not see that one coming. He's on my big board in the 70s. So, somewhere in that range. So, Hey, look, if he winds up being a good player, it won't matter. I like the player. I just think it's a little bit high. You know, I don't want Ramona to go away feeling bad about today. So I'm going to give this a D so that she gets one more opportunity to play the crowd. Oh, the crowd's getting nasty on late Friday. Listen to the crowd. The crowd's throwing things at that pick. They're not in love with that pick there. Any thoughts about wide receiver here, GM Phillips, given the Packers seem to have a lack of playmakers on the outside for an aging Mr. Rodgers?
Yeah, I just didn't like the ones that are left in the first round.
Okay.
I think you can get them in the second. And, I think they'll go wide out in the second round, although they'll probably do it in the first.
I like it. Good rationale. Let's go to pick 31, and it is GM McClain. And GM McClain, your job is to get the San Francisco 49ers over the top. Led for three quarters in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and I think, again, this is another team similar to the Saints. They've got a great roster, maybe a couple of voids here and there in terms of depth. And obviously we filled a big void early with drafting CeeDee Lamb, having that they lost Emmanuel Sanders to the Saints. So I think that takes care of that. But really I think they're going with A.J. Terrell here, a big physical corner, a guy that can battle with those bigger, taller wide receivers. And obviously he's been a part of a team that has won championships and brings that locker room edge.
Oh, you knew we weren't getting out of round one without Mr. Clemson going another Clemson player. But I like it. It's a good, solid B play. And I think this is the range that A.J. Terrell is going to go in. I think he's anywhere from 25 to 38. I think he's in that range. It just depends how it plays out live. But look, there are a lot of things to like about him. Look, I think as a draft grade, I think he's a better prospect than Trayvon Mullins was, so who's played pretty well so far. You know, big corner, as Eric said, good athlete, tested really well. There's not much to like, not much to dislike. And I know people think he got burned in the LSU game, but look, what I saw was a kid who came back and competed in that game. You know, and by the way, the guy who burned him was the best receiver in the country. You know, and he was asked to do a lot in that situation against that team. But I like the player, and I like this range. I think it's a good pick. I think it's a B-plus because it also addresses a need area for San Francisco. I think if they came out of round one with CeeDee Lamb and A.J. Terrell, they would be extremely happy indeed. And that brings us to GM Phillips, and you have the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs, GM Phillips, with the 32nd pick of our round one mock.
Give me John Hightower, wide receiver, Boise State.
Whoa! Whoa, he pulls that one out of left field. All right, explain it.
The kid can flat out run. I mean, he ran almost a 4.3.
It's true.
Around a 4.4. Had a great 10-yard split at 1.49. Had a 39-inch vertical. He did an outstanding job at the combine. You don't know what's going on with Tariq Hill and that whole situation, and you can never have enough weapons in Andy Reid's offense. And I really like this kid. I think he'll compete.
Yeah, the problem that I have with this pick, GM Phillips, is Hightower is like a borderline top 100 player for me. And look, he did not get invited to the Senior Bowl. He did play in the East-West Shrine game. He looked good. He tested well athletically. He also gives you some value as a returner. So, you know, it's an interesting guy. I mean, he's certainly athletic, and he sort of fits their profile. All right, we're done. We made it through this somehow. Thanks so much to GM McClain and GM Phillips. Very entertaining. It was everything that we promised it would be, all that and a bag of chips. chips. Hope you all enjoyed it as well. Enjoy your weekend. Thanks to everybody for
participating. Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the Upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
Sports Flash.
I'm Rich Ackerman. The NBA season may be halted by the pandemic, but the Bulls are not shutting down operations as ESPN reports they've started a search for a new top executive that will have full say over all basketball decisions. Among those up for consideration are Nuggets executive Arturis Karnishevas and Toronto GM Bobby Webster. The WNBA has postponed the start of its season. Training camps are set to begin later this month. The regular season opener was to be May 15th. The virtual draft, though, still goes on as scheduled April 17th. The Chiefs have kept their wide receiver core intact. Sammy Watkins agreed to restructure his deal. It reportedly calls for $16 million in guarantees and another $7 million in incentives. The team already had come to terms with DeMarcus Robinson recently. The Bengals have agreed with Texas defensive tackle DJ Reader, who gets a four-year deal worth a total of $53 million and over $31 million comes in the first 2 years. The Broncos recently used the franchise tag on Justin Williams. Now, getting tagged may bother some players, but the veteran safety told the Jim Rome Show he's only too happy to spend another season in Denver.
I think every free agent, right, at least when you're stepping into free agency, wants to go to a place where they're wanted and, you know, wants to go to a place where they know, you know, they're going to obviously contribute at a high level. And so for me, Denver being home the past 4 years and, you know, Elway coming out and saying, like, we're going to use franchise tag on them, you know, we want to work out a long-term deal. One, it's refreshing for me because they know me the best out of any of the NFL teams.
And the Saints have re-signed P.J. Williams to a one-year deal. I'm Rich Ackerman.
This is Pat McAfee. Thank you for listening to us Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific, after DA in the morning and just before the legend Jim Rome on CBS Sports Radio.
Sports Radio. This is the Zach Gelb Show.
Hour number two of our radio program on a Friday. Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. These are challenging times, and Rocket Mortgage is prepared to help. If you need mortgage assistance, contact their team 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. From their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. Now joining us on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio, won three Super Bowl championships with the New England Patriots, also was the general manager for the Kansas City Chiefs and the assistant general manager for the Atlanta Falcons.